5G internet service to your home or business.
That's right, Tracy. This is Len Jensen, sales executive from Tuscola County. No matter where you live in Huron, Sanilac, or Tuscola County, Thumb Cellular's 3G internet is now available with wireless access throughout your home or business. You can link multiple computers on the internet all at the same time.
So give your home or business high-speed internet with Thumb Cellular. Call one of our sales executives. We can come to your home or business, answer any questions, and we'll install and set up your internet service and wireless router.
If you're in Sanilac County, call me, Tracy Schutte, at 810-414-5200.
If you live in Tuscola County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
And if you're in Huron County, call me, Brenda Hearn, at 989-551-3908.
Terms of service apply.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evening, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.20. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Deer hunting season is here. It's that time of year when deer who don't want to get shot commit suicide by jumping in front of your vehicle. When you end up with antlers where your hood used to be, call the deer damage capital of the Thumb. Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sebring. And ask for Dave Tucker, the Deer Ding Doctor.
Hi, Dave Tucker. Just want to let all my friends and customers from Santa County and surrounding areas know that I'm now here at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. If you happen to get a deer with your car instead of a gun, just give me a call. I will bring you a loaner. I will pick up your vehicle, repair the vehicle with the same highest quality repairs and workmanship that I've always delivered to my customers. Then I'm going to bring it back to you better than new.
Moore Shoreline is one of the few collision shops in the state now using chemical-free waterborne paint. It's safe, durable, and environmentally friendly. Veteran certified technicians Jarek Vandekar and Bill Dinsmore take personal pride in fixing your vehicle right and fixing it fast. And Moore Shoreline is so confident the job was done right, it's backed by a lifetime warranty. Keep this number right next to your insurance certificate, 989-883-2100, 989-883-2100, and ask for Dave Tucker, the Deer Ding Doctor.
Welcome back to Race High School. Halftime here, 29-2. Yes, you heard me correctly, 29-2. You don't often see that score, do you, Jason?
No, and also, like I mentioned earlier, double safety situation here tonight. Both teams with a safety. That's definitely a strange one here tonight. It was, you know, really the game kind of got off to a slow start, not only from our end here at the technical area, but just the game itself. You know, it was just kind of a strange start here. Both teams didn't really do much at first, and then you know, Reese was able to punch it in, and then the Reese defense taking over and giving Reese an early 8-0 lead at the end of the first quarter.
We have a little bit of time here, Jason. Let's talk about that playoff picture in the North Central Thumb League. The Deckerville Eagles can clinch a spot in the playoffs with a victory tonight over Memphis. You also have Kingston and North Huron sitting at 2-3. The interesting thing is in the Class D, or the Division 8 as it's known as, you have teams that can sneak in at 5-4. Could the Kingston Cardinals and the North Huron Warriors both get in at 5-4? That would be the interesting question if they finish at that.
Yeah, that would definitely be one of those situations. I know the Deckerville Eagles made it in last year at 5-4. And, you know, with the schedule North Huron's played, if they could get to 5 wins, you know, with the game against Ubley, I know, still coming up amongst others. So, I mean, that would be quite an accomplishment for them. But I'm not sure if two teams at 5-4 could get in. I think maybe only one.
Just underway here in the second half as the Lakers are going to get the football to start things off here in the second half, and the return is brought out to the 35-yard line, and that's where the Lakers will have it first and 10.
And the bad news for the Lakers, Tim Warrick still on the sideline, it appears. So I'm not sure the extent of his injury, but he's pacing the sideline over there, and his return is unknown.
Well, next up for the Lakers, Jason, they're back at home for the Hatchets. That's where we're going to be next week. We'll be out in Laker country to see the Lakers again, this time taking on the Bad Axe Hatchets. Then they finish up at Cass City and then back home for Emily City. And back to throw and incomplete as Walter Van Houten's pass incomplete intended for Chase Belker.
Adam Loeffler going for the hat trick there, had his hands on it, nearly was able to come up with his third interception of the night.
Just underway here in the second half. The clock stopped on the incomplete pass, 11:47 to play. And the Reese Rockets with a 29-2 lead over the Lakers. Second down and 10 coming up for the Lakers. Van Houten up under center now as Warak injured earlier in the night. He's just going to tuck it in, run it himself, and he's going to be dumped in the backfield as he tried to find some running room on the left side of the line, and there was just nothing there. In fact, the Reese defense coming in and throwing him for a 2-yard loss.
You would wonder if Coach Gardy would consider going to a Wildcat-type look with Van Houten just to give him a little more space if he does decide to run, and also to help that inexperienced offensive line to give him a little more time if they did decide to pass the ball. Because right now, Van Houten under center, the snaps are a little sloppy, and that's when you get yourself into a bad situation with a costly turnover.
Third down and 12. Van Houten back to throw. The pass is completed and then fumbled. And the Reese Rockets come up with it. Looks like the quarterback, number 12 for the Rockets, Kyle Yocklin, falls on it. The pass was completed. Van Houten had Evan Gosho on the reception, and then Gosho just had it. Well, there was a Reese defender with a hand in there. He may have been able to just tap it out of there, and the ball came free, and the Rockets come up with it.
Well, a lucky break for the Rockets here, and really, they haven't needed too many here tonight, up 29-2, but this gives them a chance here to really put this game out of reach.
Two receivers, one split wide in each direction, and the handoff going right up the middle as Spencer Buhinger, the ball carrier, going to pick up three, maybe four. We'll see where they spot it here, but second down coming up, they will give them three, second and seven. Coming up with 10 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
Well, turnovers really killing the Lakers here tonight. A couple interceptions, fumble here. I believe there may have been another in the first half, maybe when we were having a couple of our technical issues, but the Laker offense really not helping themselves here tonight.
And the handoff going right up the middle. It's going to be Tyler Beckman, the ball carrier. Did I see a flag? I thought I saw a flag come down. Nope. First down for Beckman, a 15-yard pickup, and that'll advance the football inside the 35 to the 34-yard line where the Rockets have it, first and 10. Yocklin up under center, two receivers, one split wide in each direction, and the man in motion is going to be Somerville, the handoff going straight up the middle, and Tyler Beckman, the ball carrier. It's the second time we've had his number called, Jason, and each time he picked up 15 the first time and probably 20-25 on that one right there.
Yeah, nice gain there by Beckman, up just a simple play right up the middle and just outran that Laker defense. It looked like he was heading in for a score, but a good effort by the defense of the Lakers to track him down inside the 5-yard line.
Yes, first and goal for the Rockets, 9:20 to play here in the third quarter. Ball sitting just inside the 5-yard line. Yocklin with a full house formation behind him, going to hand it off. It's going to be Cody Somerville, the ball carrier, and Somerville tackled near the 2. So a gain of 3 on the play, second and goal coming up. 9 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
Well, the Laker defense can hold, and the offense takes over and gets safety again. That's 3 twos tonight. That's definitely a pattern there.
Now the Rockets come out in the wishbone formation again. They'll hand it off. It looks like it's going to be Troy Elbers, the ball carrier, and Elbers gets into the end zone. It's a Rocket touchdown.
Oh, 2-yard touchdown run. So there you go. There's our 2 for that drive.
Well, look at the scoreboard now. Second down, 2 yards to go. Ball on the 2. Visitor with a 2 on the thing, and 3s are wild, too. So Extra point kick is on the way, and it is no good. Wide to the right.